Mitt Romney won Nevada's Republican caucus yesterday by about 25 points, helped in part by Mormons, who made up more than a quarter of the voters who turned out. The big win comes amid renewed scrutiny of Romney's privacy around his faith. Writing in New York Magazine last week, Frank Rich castigated the former Massachusetts governor, calling his public persona, quote, a hoax designed to hide his core identity. At Columbia University this weekend, scholars and students, Mormons and others, gathered to talk about what Romney's run means for Mormons, and many described a faith with deep ambivalence about this political spotlight. WNYC political reporter Anna Sale was there, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Hi.
Anna, Romney speaks in broad terms about his religion, about his commitment to family and God, but doesn't get into specifics. At this conference about Mormonism and politics, how did people evaluate that approach?
A lot of the focus on Romney's religion has focused on his personality, that it says something about him, that he's not getting into specifics about his religious beliefs. But at this gathering at Columbia, it was clear there's sort of this widespread discomfort throughout the Mormon community. Something that came up a lot was this Gallup poll that came out last year that showed that 1 in 5 Americans said they wouldn't vote for a Mormon candidate for president, even if the candidate was otherwise qualified. And that's a number that's held steady since 1967, when Romney's father, George Romney, was preparing to run for president. And you could hear this protectiveness about biases against Mormons, including right here in New York City. This is Lane Anderson, an English instructor at Yeshiva University. She's originally from Utah.
For those of us who live in New York City or who live on the urban East Coast, I think part of the challenge for Romney and Huntsman and other LDS candidates isn't the evangelicals, which has always been the assumption. I actually think the secular people are, I mean, Christopher Hitchens has outright said in Salon.com, I would never vote for a Mormon for various reasons.
Yeah, well, he's dead.
Yeah, he's dead now. Take that, Christopher Hitchens.
So Christopher Hitchens, an avowed atheist, of course, passed away in December. And last fall, he did write in Slate about Romney's Mormonism. He didn't say he wouldn't vote for a Mormon, but he did call Mormons, quote, one of the most egregious groups operating on American soil. But that sense of bias among Mormons shows up in polls. 6 in 10 Mormons told Pew last month that they feel like the American public is misinformed about them. And 2/3 said they didn't feel like they're viewed as part of the mainstream in the U.S.
Okay, so on that issue of Mormons going mainstream, as it were, what did people have to say about that?
And that's where I also heard some ambivalence. Mormons are proud of their identity, that it's special and unique. But there are contradictions there. They once emphasized that they, too, are Christians, but then they don't want to be understood as just another kind of Protestant sect. So there are these opposite pools. This is how Darren Jackson described it. He's a Mormon law student at Columbia University.
There's this contrast between Mormons' inherent desire to be mainstream, but also our love of being peculiar. You know, so we both are hesitant when Mitt Romney gets questioned about his faith because we don't want him judged by that, but we also love the fact that everyone's talking about us. You know, most Mormons won't go to see the Book of Mormon musical, but we love the fact that there is one, you know?
So much of the political chatter criticizing Romney for not talking more about his religion has implied, as you said, that it's a personality trait, or others have said it's a tactical way for him to try to be as widely attractive as a candidate as he can by not being so specific. But it sounds like you heard from Mormons who felt similarly.
There was a lot of conversation about how that privacy about your faith is rooted in the Mormon experience. There's on the one hand, this real personal sharing within Mormon churches, testimony, if you will. But a central tenet to that testimony is the belief that the Mormon church is the one true church. So when you're turning outward and trying to describe your faith and trying to sort of show how that kind of fits in with others, it's a little difficult. This is how Professor Russell Arben Fox put it. He's a Mormon political scientist at Friends University, which is a Christian college in Kansas.
You know, Mitt Romney is able to speak amongst his congregation about how he knows certain things are true. And that's an essential religious language for him. It's an essential religious language for me. It's what we're brought up with. But he can't really talk that way outside of the group. We haven't figured out a way to comfortably know how to talk in church and outside in church the same way.
So then it's not just Mitt Romney who's struggling with how to communicate about who he is as a Mormon. It's the wider community. And then there's Barnard College religious history professor Randall Balmer told me, so what you see is the Romney campaign, in a sense, has become this proxy for Mormons' own sense of how they belong in American society.
Anna Sale reports on politics at our politics website. It's afreecountry.org. Thanks so much for joining us, Anna.
Thank you.